Boston's Juanito Pascual is one of America's most exciting young flamenco guitarists. Interesting because he isn't Spanish and wasn't born with the name Juanito. His real name is Jonathan, and he grew up far from Spain in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I remember clearly asking my mom for guitar lessons as early as age 3.
But why flamenco, especially for a kid who grew up loving music more typical for an 80s alt teenager? Stuff like Miles Davis and the Grateful Dead.
I feel that it had to be some kind of destiny and fate because I was assigned to sit next to a kid in high school for a semester who happened to be the son of a flamenco guitarist. So we got together and he showed me on the guitar, he showed me, you know, some flamenco strums, which of course immediately my jaw dropped and I wanted to be able to do that.
So he did. After high school, Pascual went to Spain, and it's there Jonathan became Juanito, the name given to him by his flamenco mentors.
It's through the time spent in Spain that it dawned on me that you can't just get away with sprinkling in a little flamenco. Like, I realized if you want to do some of those strums, to do the first one more or less right took me 10 years. You know what I mean? It's just a real immersion that's required to get the sound.
Juanito Pascual now has a new record out, his third. He and his new flamenco trio, including Brad Barrett on upright bass and percussionist Tupac Mantilla, came into our studios yesterday and put their sound on display. Here they are playing Buleria para Kiko. Now, the buleria is a traditional flamenco rhythm, but Pascual is not a flamenco traditionalist. In fact, he's making his name blending everything from jazz to blues and funk into Spain's musical treasure. His inspiration? Another giant of a guitarist who has nothing to do with flamenco, Jimi Hendrix.
Anybody who listens to Jimi Hendrix is captivated by the amount of sound
that
he produces. And I thought when I first heard flamenco that it sort of felt like the acoustic version of Jimi Hendrix. Like, you're really exploiting the full sound potential of the instrument and of the body. Like, you're using, you know, all the fingers and both hands. We don't use a pick in flamenco. The right hand, if you're right-handed, you can see here, and if you're not here, you can imagine, I have nails on my right hand. Mm-hmm. So we keep those intact for the picking and the strumming and tapping that are an integral part. So you're really using the body of the guitar like a drum. In fact, you can maybe see there's a plastic guard above and below the strings so that we can tap and use the guitar, like I said, partly like a drum. So you're using your hands and the instrument to create all these sounds, and that's sort of that, as a teenager, that was quite captivating, you know.
Also, he played in a trio.
Exactly. And so again, part of the magic there was always, how did three guys get so much sound?
So what's your answer to that question?
Well, I think that it starts in the head. You know, you have to be able to imagine it. And then if you can imagine it, sort of you find a way to make it happen.
But I'm curious because, you know, flamenco is such a powerfully traditional form of music that has a very, very deep history. Playing in the format of a trio isn't that common in flamenco.
You're absolutely right. The bass guitar percussion format in flamenco is completely non-traditional. So this idea of playing like we are is something that pretty much comes directly from all our experiences, but, you know, playing jazz and playing rock. But definitely in my case, that was an imprint from early on. And now you get these diehard purists as well. And I think that duality and that tension is a healthy thing for flamenco. You have some people really holding down the fort. Like, you know, anything that's, you know, happened after 1850 is not flamenco or something. You know what I mean? But then the younger people in general, the people in Spain, are very hungry to bring in new sounds. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, interestingly, how I sort of found my place, because I went to Spain just trying to play flamenco. But what I did play was blues and jazz and other stuff. And I found that once a few people heard me, the word literally got around. I was sort of somebody, for 9 months, I was hanging out in the dance studios in Madrid, and nobody even literally looked at me. People would walk, the guitarist, I mean, there was a whole scene there, a guitarist would literally walk by me day after day, not look at me. But one day these guys heard me playing some blues stuff on a stoop outside, and literally within a week, 5 or 6 or 7 guys came up to me and suddenly wanted to hang out and trade licks. So I always thought, you know, the interesting thing for me would be precisely to bring my experience and bring the flamenco into it, whereas they were bringing the American influences into their flamenco. So right. It's sort of meeting each other in that midway point.
Well, let's hear sort of one of the latest versions of meeting at that midway point.
Okay.
Because you've got a song, Chicago Times, which kind of we get a sense of what the blend is according to Juanito Pascual.
We keep exploring, obviously. I mean, this is our first recording, hopefully of many, and you know, we've had a chance now to do a lot of live shows, but we keep refining our approach, not only to sound, but I mean repertoire, obviously, but we're definitely on the search for new sound and for always expanding.
Let me ask you, though, because you're working with the new flamenco trio now, mm-hmm. but you've also in the past, and I actually believe still currently do, perform with dancers as well, who are key to flamenco.
That's right. I have had the incredible opportunity to, you know, really apprentice back in Spain in the 90s. I spent a lot of time going to dance classes, sitting in, which was an amazing experience. And then I did that as a, I would say, main focus for about 10 years, where I was touring and doing a lot of work with mainly with dance groups, and which really is a fundamental part of the process of getting the guitar stuff to sound right.
Right.
Like, as a soloist, really, it's interesting. If you want to get the sound of flamenco, you have to log some years playing with dancers.
And why is that? I mean, what did you learn from seeing someone move to the sounds that you were making?
That is an incredibly good question, because that really is at the core of it. If I realized at some point in that process is that if you can't make the dancer move, you know, in other words, another way to put it is you have to be able to do with your fingers and sonically what they should be doing with their body. So it really, in a way, starts from you. There's a feedback loop, you know, you respond to the dancer, but in some ways it is up to the guitarist or the musician to give the initial impulse that makes the dancer want to dance. So it does take an immersion. Part of that feel is the particular sound. Like, you know, you can get the right guitar and it doesn't mean it's going to sound right. I mean, mm-hmm. you still have to figure out how to touch the strings just right, the right angle, I mentioned the nails. You know, you have to learn, that takes years, to learn how to get your nails just right. It's like a bow on an instrument, you know, and you know those, an expensive instrument bow can be many, many thousands of dollars. Well, our equivalent is the fingernail. And we spend a lot of time, you can see my nail file here, getting that just right. So to learn all that takes, it's like the whole 10,000 hours thing. You have
right.
to just log the hours and learn how to get your instrument and your hands to be able to evoke those nuances.
Well, Juanito Pascual, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
So we'll go out with Juanito Pascual and his new flamenco trio playing Mamoni off his latest album. Juanito came in and played with bassist Brad Barrett and percussionist Tupac Montilla. The new flamenco trio will be performing at the Parlor Room in Northampton tonight, and they'll be back in the Boston area on March 28th playing at Harvard Sanders Theater. And by the way, we've got a video of the new flamenco trio playing their version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It's beautiful, and it's at our website, radioboston.org. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Emmajean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney. We get help from Jamie Bologna and Anna Taylor. Tim Skoog is our technical director. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Enjoy your weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.